Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. We have a special guest today for a short interview, and that is the now world-famous Mo Martin, recent winner of the British Women's Open. Mo, thank you for joining me this afternoon from New Hampshire. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. It's got a good ring to it.
Absolutely. Now, of course, everybody's following you now that you are the champion of the British Open, and of course all of us from New Hampshire were watching as you made that terrific shot towards the end of that tournament. But people don't realize, Mo, is that you got some of your start. Obviously, you're very, very talented, but on the Futures, now known as the Symetra Tour. So why don't you talk a little bit about your history and then your victory here in New Hampshire in 2008.
Well, I definitely have to give a lot of credit to this Metro Tour. You know, I mean, just they set it up to make it a smooth transition onto the LPGA. And there are a couple things like caddies, and which they've actually changed recently, but, you know, media and the different courses that we play that they can't really account for. But as far as procedure goes, as far as the competition goes, as far as things are set up, it made it a very, very good transition for me. So I'm very appreciative. And, you know, I learned how to win on the Symetra Tour. And my win there in Concord was my second win. And so it was very special. My grandpa was there, too.
Exactly. And I just wanted for the listening audience, just as a reminder, that the tour, the Symetra Tour, is coming again this year. We're moving the tournament from Beaver Meadow to Stonebridge, and it will be Friday, August 8th, Saturday, August 9th, and Sunday, August 10th, and that would be great if we had a great gallery. And as Mo just mentioned, these young athletes that you see on the Symetra Tour, one day you'll see them on the top 10 anyway on TV next year in the LPGA. So that point, you made two points there, your grandpa and also the fact that it taught you to win. Why don't you expand on those two points? Because it's fascinating, the relationship that you have with your family.
I'll start with my grandpa. I was fortunate enough to spend a good chunk of the last about 8 years getting to know him, and that was definitely the most important relationship in my life, and like I said, I really prioritized it, and he came out to so many tournaments on the Futures Tour. He became quite the figure out there. I was actually introduced one time as, his name was Lincoln Martin, as Lincoln Martin's granddaughter, so not Lincoln Martin's granddaughter, and I thought that was perfectly fine. I thought that was just how it should have been. But he was there for every single win I had. And a couple weeks ago at the RICO Women's British Open, I had an L around my neck. And so he's still with me now.
I'm sure he has a huge smile on his face. So tell us more about, you know, you said you had won, I think, three times on the Symetra Tour, how that gave you that competitive edge that you now need on the LPGA Tour.
Yeah, you know, I was interviewed, I shot 69-69, so I was in the lead going into the weekend and at the British Open, and I was asked, you know, how are you going to handle this situation? You've never been in it before at a major, and what I said, and I really didn't mean it to sound pompous, but I said, a win is a win, and clearly, you know, I hadn't won a major before, and that was a lot more exposure, and there were a lot of things that were different, but I mean, I think there are some aspects of winning that's true, no matter, you know, if it's a club championship or if it's, you know, no matter what tour it's on. And so I think it's still you against the golf course, and you have to play in that position and pull off the victory. So it was pretty neat that I ended up winning. Winning three times on the Symetra Tour. I mean, I was just trying to pull on that experience. And I did, for the most part. And the learning curve for me just on the LPGAs has a lot to do with the cameras and a lot of the movement. So just bigger galleries. And then, you know, there's a moving camera behind you at a major for every single shot. And so that's just one aspect that you're literally, I mean, you can't really practice that.
So it's beyond
so
the...
That, learning curve.
Beyond the competition is actually the fact that every movement is being watched. As you mentioned, the Symetra Tour did prepare you, and again, for the listening audience, Friday, August 8th, Saturday, August 9th, and Sunday, August 10th, right here in New Hampshire, Stonebridge, anycharityclassic.com if you'd want to purchase tickets. But again, these athletes are the top 10 move on to the LPGA, and it's very competitive, and Mo may remember this, but the last... last year's tournament went into several extra holes, and the year before, the winner won on a birdie putt on the 18th hole. So it's a very exciting tournament. So one question I'm always curious about, when you were in the clubhouse, and I don't know how honestly you can answer this, Mo, but I know that you're competitors and friends at the same time, but were you thinking, well, if it goes to extra holes, what am I going to do? And were you hoping that actually it could end right there?
No, when I got done, there were six groups behind me, and I was honestly hoping for a playoff. I thought that was going to be my best chance at winning. And so I told my caddy, I said, I don't want to look at the scoreboard. I don't want to hear anything about it. I don't want to watch any TV. I said I'm going to go into the locker room for 15 minutes and just clear my mind, eat a banana, and then I said, we're going to start our warm-up again. It was blowing 25 miles per hour, and it was chilly, and I just wanted to stay warm because it was going to be close to an hour. I figured by the time I'd have to go back to the tee and play 18 again. And so, literally, I knew nothing. I mean, my caddy Kyle was great about that. A couple people kind of tried to tell me what was going on, and he said, nope, she doesn't want to know. And so I went through my warm-up, I putted, and then I went to the driving range, which is probably a good 500 yards away from 18, and you have to get a shuttle out there. So I couldn't even hear anything that was going on. So I literally had no idea. And I was just getting ready for a playoff. That was my entire mindset because, I had great competitors behind me coming down the stretch. I figured they're definitely going to be some birdies, and so I was just getting prepared to go play 18 again.
Well, what a refreshing answer! And again, all of us in New Hampshire were rooting for you, of course. So, what are your remembrances about Concord and the Symetra Tour back in 2008? One of your victories on the Symetra Tour.
Well, I had great housing there. I stayed with the Mullins, Peter and Mary. They became good friends of mine, so they took really good care of me. I made a lot of friends around Concord. I loved going there, and the course was different this year, so I don't know anything about that course, but I just remember it being a fantastic community, very supportive. The crowds were good, and so it's always a lot of fun when you come to a little bit of a smaller community, and the community really gets involved. And that makes it a lot more fun to play in.
And we still have that community support, and many of the same families that host the young women athletes are still involved, even though we've moved the venue to Stonebridge. So we have a couple of minutes before I know you have to go off. But what is the life changing when you won the championship, the Women's British Open? Everybody now knows your name, but how do you view it? I mean, that's going to be a lifetime achievement, of course. Then you were very competitive in the next tournament and so forth. So it's made you a champion. How else has it changed your life?
I don't want it to change anything. So my goal is to keep as much as I can the same. I just went to go see my club fitter who's in the LA area, and it's nice to celebrate a little bit with my team, and so that's been fun. But the only real change has been just more time commitments, just interviews, and people recognizing me, so wanting pictures, and so I just kind of have to be careful with my preparation time, which is my practice and getting ready for the next event, because no matter what I did a couple weeks ago, I can't ever rest on my laurels. So just need to focus on getting ready for the next tournament.
Right. This is such a refreshing interview, and that's, I've heard this from other champions. You then have to be careful because you have so many now public relations commitments, like this call, for example. So I don't want to interfere. I don't interfere with your preparation. But you mentioned a couple things. I just want to, for the listening audience, to know that the we have got about 2 minutes left here. That the athletes on the Symetra Tour that will be in the Concord area and then at Stonebridge, they are very good about mingling with the sponsors, and I'm always impressed. And this year, the local minor league baseball team isn't in town, so I won't be doing the first pitch with them. But in years past, many of them come to the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium and the Fisher Cats and throw out the first pitch. So these young ladies are terrific human beings as well as great athletes. And then you also mentioned the competition. The tournament used to be called the Northeast Delta Dental International because a lot of your competitors are from outside the United States. So it must be interesting to meet a lot of the athletes from other countries as well, I assume.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think that's just of both tours. I mean, it's very international, and I think that's one of the best parts of our tour. I mean, it's representing literally the best golfers in the world.
That's terrific. Well, you're a credit to your family. You're a credit to the LPGA. And again, for the listening audience, if you want to see the next Mo Martin, who you might see on TV next year, it's Friday, August 8th, Saturday, August 9th, Sunday, August 10th at Stonebridge Country Club. It would be great if we had a great gallery. Mo Martin, terrific. Again, congratulations on being the British Open champion. We were all rooting for you in New Hampshire. And if you do make it back, look us up, because everybody in the Concord area definitely remembers you. And again, all the families are still supporting the young ladies. So thank you very much. And again, congratulations for your great accomplishment, as well as some of the things you said about your grandfather and family, and the fact that nothing changes. You're still preparing, and thank you very much, Mo.
All right, thank you. Really appreciate it.
All right, Mo Martin, thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.